That was Tom DiMaria, director of Creative Growth Arts Center in Oakland. We'll hear the rest of his conversation with KALW's Ben Trefney a little later. But now it's time for your stories. This is StoryCorps. Today we're sharing one about a young man with Down syndrome. His name is Tim Harris, and there's a restaurant in Albuquerque named after him. It's called Tim's Place. Tim calls it the world's friendliest restaurant. He works there 6 days a week and greets each customer at the door. Tim sat down with his father, Keith, who helped him start the business in 2010.
Tim, talk about the day the restaurant opened. What was that like for you?
It felt awesome. I wanted to own a restaurant ever since I was a kid. That was my dream.
So when somebody comes to your restaurant for the first time, when do they get to see you?
When they come by that front door, and when they see me, they'll just melt into my arms for a hug.
So what's the hard part about having Down syndrome?
In school, I remember some kids call me the R-word. I was not happy.
When you were in high school, how did you decide that you wanted to go to college?
I wanted to learn to be independent so I can become a businessman.
When your mom and I dropped you off that first day, Tim, we really didn't want to leave. Maybe around 2 o'clock, you looked at your watch and said, I think you guys better get back to Albuquerque. It's a long drive. And I still remember what it felt like to get in that car and drive away. It was one of the most scary and sad moments of my life. What was that like for you?
I pretty much like stayed in my room because I was upset missing my mom and dad. That was the saddest part. I cried in my pillow. My pillow was nothing but tears. So I decided to knock it off and make friends. It didn't take long.
Did you have parties in the dorm and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. Dance parties, too.
Nice. So when you meet families in the restaurant and other places that have babies and little kids with Down syndrome, what kind of advice do you have for those families?
I think those families have somebody very special. Families tell me, you inspire my kid. There's hope for my son or daughter. And when I see people with disabilities, they tell me, Tim, I want to be like you. It's pretty cool. Hey, Dad, can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
How does it feel having a son with a disability?
You know, Tim, when you were born, I was filled with a lot of doubts about whether I could be a good enough dad to be your dad. And many years later now, I'm so happy to have you in my life. I'm very, very proud of you and what you've become.
Dad, you are the most loving dad ever. And Mom, too. You guys are my superheroes. And having you in my life, that makes me special.